Rodeos podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Triple A Murray Country, awesome to have you with us, Noon, and we are keen as to have a yarn. There's a basketball game coming up, or actually, it's not a game. And we have guests in the studio right now, the studio is completely full of guests, and we're going to talk more to them about it. 3-on-3 Basketball Park Jam. Now, who are we talking to in the studio today?
Introduce yourself. Introduce yourself. And who your mob is.
We'll start with Mr. Famous.
I'll kick it off. Semi-famous. Our name's Mac Ridge. I'm a Gurang Gurang Gugu Yalanji Yemen man. Grew up in Mackay and moved down to Brisbane. Grew up in Acacia Ridge. And Mac Ridge, that's me, MC Mac.
Mad as.
Yeah.
Top notch.
Man, I wish I could match that introduction. I'm not even going to try, you know. Deola D. Brown is my name, you know, professional basketball player, you know, transcending that level of sports from around the world. You know, now we've, you know, come to give back a lot of what we've experienced over the past 15 years back to the communities, inspire the next generation and inspire youths and kids out there with what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Ciara. I'm the director of Made Concepts, which is bringing all these brands together. We work in international sports and logistics management, including events just like these, plus some other stuff we'll talk about later.
Give us the rundown of this event. Like, it looks like an amazing poster, and we've seen some of the people down the bottom as well that have come together to support. What's the day entail?
Yeah, we're generating a lot of hype in the local and surrounding communities around Acacia Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose I'll just start with how the idea and concept come about. Local rapper Sashim Darby got me in contact with brother Dioli here, and it just started off with the idea of bringing people together with a game of 3-on-3 basketball and music, and trying to engage with the community and positive healthy living through sport. And the place has changed a lot over the years, and we're just trying to get everyone back together. And in recent times with the whole coronavirus and that, you know, sort of bring down the vibes a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So the concept behind this day is just everyone together, positive healthy living, deadly beats, barbecue and basketball.
Badass.
Yeah.
You can't really beat that, can you?
Nah.
Well, you can. And just to add to some of what Mac Ridge said, you know, a little bit of what this entails is, you know, bringing a high level atmosphere into our communities. You know, a lot of people see incredible tournament on TV, on YouTube, you know, on the internet, but they don't know what it feels like to actually experience this, you know, and because there's a tremendous lack of resources like this and events and opportunities like this in our communities, you know, we struggle to find ways to engage our youths, you know. So with incredible approaches like this that Mark has obviously partnered on with this, you know, it's a great call to get all the youths out there, you know, to a place in the communities that they're very familiar with, you know, where they can play incredible fast-paced basketball action, you know, have some great music, you know, from incredible DJs and MCs, you know, have that kind of, you know, hip-hop, carnival and sports coming together, you know, in the same place. And of course, we'll be having incredible prizes to give away to the kids, thanks to our tremendous sponsors who have been grateful enough to come up and support the program. Mm-hmm. The event will also feature esport games, you know, FIFA and 2K. I got you.
Hey, if you can't play on the court, you can play on the controller.
That's exactly right. You know, if you can't play on the court, you can definitely play on the controls. You know, some of the great things, and Sierra would talk more about this, some of the effects we've seen that e-gaming with events and tournaments like this have resulted in youths and kids to actually transcend into playing sports, you know, and have some physical engagement. So just having that opportunity right there for kids, especially as much as we want to fight it, right? This is a tech age, you know. We can tell kids, get off your phones as much as you want, get off the games as much as you want, but that's what they do. That's their age. That's what we do now. So we have to streamline that growth, because 10, 15 years from now, even though we already have that now, you'll be having millionaires from gaming. Because if you look back at my time, you know, trying to play basketball, my parents never allowed me to play basketball. You know, my mom, single mom, you know, she always wanted to go to school, become a lawyer, doctor, or engineer. That was the way to go, you know. But that's changed. I have my dreams. I have my aspirations. What I want to do could be different from what you want to do. But as long as we're serious with it and we can see that, we can encourage kids and youths to chase their dreams in whatever they want to be, you know, and achieve them. you know, that's the little stick we could probably lend out to them.
Absolutely. And growing up playing sport myself, I think, you know, I was encouraged to follow whatever it is that I want. I had, you know, I was lucky. I have a family that was supportive, but I saw some friends who were kind of encouraged to go down a certain path that maybe didn't align with their goals. You know what I mean? But I think that people don't always realize that going to play a sport, you know, if you're down at the park playing ball, it's not just playing ball and wasting time. Like, you're learning skills that can go into all areas, like every job that you do, you can take these skills into. So yeah, it's great to see that you're bringing this back out. I grew up in Logan myself, so like we didn't have a whole lot of money, but we had a basketball and we you know, we had people that were there rapping and we were at the skate park and all of that. So I'm excited to see that, you know, you're getting the young ones out again.
This event is the perfect environment and safe space for children to come out of the house if they're introverted, to play some games. And then also, as we've seen the trends follow, that eventually they get the confidence to maybe jump on the court. You know, along with these guys' encouragement. We went to Acacia Ridge last week to start setting up the event and, you know, talking to the local police and to the business. We had a young guy there that we ran into who was 24 who'd had a very troubled life from the age of 12. Diola spent a good hour and a half having a chat to him, telling him to come down. And what you're saying here is perfect, that they don't have a space to do that previously, and this is giving people the right location to make better choices as well.
Absolutely. And can you speak on a few of these partnerships that you've got here?
Yeah, I'll definitely speak on some of the sponsors that I've contacted. So I was just trying to reach out to the community. I'm still doing the rounds in Acacia Ridge, so especially the Murray School. I'm going to get there, don't worry.
It's real busy. It's coming.
Yeah, I'm coming, don't worry, I'm coming.
Where's Uncle Mac?
Don't get there like that.
Come with a belt.
But we're in talks with the IGA. You know, they're hopefully going to fork out some free water, you know, a lot of meat for the barbecue. The Acacia Ridge Hotel has kindly donated $270 and $250 restaurant vouchers, which will all go into fundraising and prizes for the day. I guess I'll speak on always will be Coffee Barbershop. Shout out to Jeremy Lay and his Mrs. Grace. They sort of run the shop out there in Forest Lake, but his first sort of cafe shop was in Acacia Ridge. So I definitely want to get him on board because he was a big inspiration there for me in the Ridge. You know, just bring a lot of mob together there. I'm serving his coffee and snacks.
100%. Myself and Big Mike, the DJ, don't know, we definitely weren't working in Acacia Ridge, but we'd always find our way there at the cafe. Just drop in and see who's about.
I'm going there to get my hair cut. Yeah, 100%. We also got Custodian Clothing, you know, local brother boy Nathaniel Chapman. He's under Yarn Marketplace and he's sort of got his own sort of streetwear clothing brand going. I thought that would be pretty cool for the young fellas. You know, he's gladly fronting some packages. We've got like basketballs, some socks, basketball shorts, shirts. And there'll be an announcement tonight on our pages sort of in regards to a raffle, a fundraising raffle with a few giveaways and that. So, yeah, that's pretty much on my side of things. I guess Diola and Sierra can talk about some of the other sort of things involved with the event.
Tell us about No More, hey?
Well, look, let's dive straight into No More. So No More, as I was saying behind the scenes, was founded by the legendary great Charlie King, you know, someone who I have so much respect for. You know, he has done tons and tons of work around the indigenous communities. You know, those of you who listen to ABC, you know, Territory Grandstand or Grandstand, he's a voice there. He's been on air for over 20 years. He's been around cricket, multiple sports, you know. So a few years ago, you know, when domestic violence was really ravaging, you know, the indigenous community, you know, Charlie was, who is originally from Alice Springs, you know, he was visiting back there and, you know, he was talking to some of the elders about the vices of domestic violence. And one of the elders looked at Charlie and said to him, "No more, no more." You know, so that's where that name came from, you know, that no more to all forms of no more to all forms of domestic violence. And I can tell you, a lot of us have been through domestic violence. We might not be confident enough to talk about it, but I've experienced it. You know, I've seen it firsthand. I've seen it multiple times happen around my communities. You know, so it's something that I'm very, very big about. You know, I don't want I'm about breaking the cycle. The fact that these things happen to my parents, you know, it shouldn't have to continue with me. You know, a lot of people jump into the fact that because my parents are drug addicts or because my parents are whatever it is or domestic violence, I have to be like that. But no, that's not the answer. The answer to it is you could be that person that breaks the cycle. Mm-hmm. You know, and the more we continue to push these messages in our communities, and domestic violence is not just about, you know, spouses or men to women, it's siblings, it's fighting, you know, yeah. You know, robberies or doing stuff in the communities. And when we go out to the communities, it's amazing to see that what the impact we've been able to achieve with these programs through sports, you know, has been tremendous. You know, some time ago, the crew was at Tiwi Island, you know, and that was the first time ever, you know, Sierra was called and was told that over that school holiday programs, because we do, she does a bunch of that, you know, there was zero crimes reported over that period. It has never happened before. Yeah,
that
never.
Was amazing.
You know,
that's
so for amazing. Us, for them to have come back to give us that feedback just off the programs we run, you know, across multiple sports, across multiple youth engagement and mentoring programs, you know, always pushing the normal brand. They're the vehicle, they're the channel to do that, you know. It's been amazing to see that. So just being able to, you know, have them with us on this event, you know, as well in Queensland, you know, it's amazing to be able to share such a positive, remarkable message like that. And I got to say, it's time to break the cycle. To everybody out there who's struggling with domestic violence, speak up. Now is the time, you know. If you see something and you don't say anything, you're just as guilty as the person who's perpetrating the act. So please continue to encourage people to speak up. There's a lot of helplines there. If you go on nomore.com.org, you know, you can get some helpful information. So contact us and we can lead you through the channels to get some appropriate help. So, yeah, that's what No More is all about.
You mentioned Tiwi Islands before there. Were you bringing basketball up there or were you learning AFL language?
A bit of both.
A little bit of both. No, with No More, of course, we go across a lot of, indigenous communities, you know, up in the top end and you know, all around the country, you know, in Tiwi, as you know, Melengimir, Reminginin, Gumbalanya, you know, just to mention a few of them, Daly River, you know, and just what we do, honestly, just goes out to create an opportunity. We bring the sport to you, so you don't have to wait to be taken out, even though part of what we do is create channels or pathways for you to be able to compete where you are and then move to the next level, you know. But even if what you do is not basketball, you know, we have a bunch of other sports that we use to engage these kids. And plus with the positive messaging we go with our coaching and mentoring, it's not just about having physical activities, which is a great thing, part vehicle of what we do, but the messages we send out to the kids, you know, and make them understand that, look, there's more to life than, you know, just being able to not choose to be a good kid, you know. Don't let that cycle from the past affect you or influence you. You can be the next Patty Mills, you know. You can be the next, you know, Anthony Mundane or the next Charlie King or the
Patty
next
Mills.
Mac Reed, you know, or the next Kayla. You know? So you could be that person. You know, all you got to do is decide within you know, to break that cycle and be the best you can.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah, 100%. When me and Diallo got to talking, we really shared the same vision with merging sport and music together to help create these pathways. And I just want to say a big inspiration as well was Patty Mills, you know, just killing the game.
Yeah.
It's my prediction that, you know, 5 years, 10 years from now, you're gonna see, like, you know, an influx of indigenous basketball players.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not they go on to the NBA, I think it's the lanes opening up. I think a day like this also helps provide, you know, that avenue and sort of, you know, we kill it at AFL, NRL, you know, and soccer's even starting to come up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think basketball's a new wave, and, yeah, we're just happy to provide an opportunity to the youth, and the community, and just open up another lane.
Yeah, and just to add to that real quick, you know, first of all, got to shout out to all the sponsors that have come on board, you know, of course, and like Max said, he'll be coming, you know. Things like this, we just need a little bit of support from the community. You know, it doesn't have to be $1 million, you know, little in-kind stuff, you know, a little donation right here, because most of what we do in-house, you know, so we have to generate the revenue for most of those, you know, just to make things like this sustainable and consistent, because one of our major things is being that consistent, you know, and frequent, not we putting up an event one now and then we wait till another 18 months or whatever to come back. We want to have regular frequent events like that. So the more, you know, there's so many sponsorship opportunities available, there are ways you can get your brand out there. There's so many ways you can impact these kids, you know, and also what we do is FIBA Endorsed. So we're FIBA Endorsed event organizers. So every 3-on-3 basketball tournament we set up, you get ranking points. Now those ranking points tell you where you rank globally, you know, so you can go on the FIBA website and you see your name, your country, your ranking points, where you stand, you know. And this is legitimately the only sport in the world where you can actually play your way from the streets to the Olympics, because the more you play and win, the more your chances are of making the national team. So what Australia does is they pick the national team from the ranked top 10 players in the country. Now, because Brisbane hasn't had a lot of these tournaments, you know, a lot of kids don't have the opportunity to show themselves on the national stage, on the state level and internationally, you know. So this is the way. So being involved with all these tournaments gets your ranking point higher, you know, and gives you that opportunity to perform, you know, at the highest level of the game, which is remarkable to be the only sport to do that. Absolutely. And lots of prizes to be won as well.
That's right.
Yeah, there's so much goodness about this. The consistency and then the pathways, you know, I can definitely see this being an amazing ongoing thing. So if there's an individual or an organisation out there that wants to get involved and donate their time or their services, how do they do that?
Well, they can contact Sierra and Mate at Mate Concepts or Mate Concepts at pty@gmail.com, you know, or jump online and on social media, Mate Concepts PTY on Facebook and Instagram, you know, and you can jump on the website and look at a little bit of what we do, MateConceptsPTY.com, you know, and just have a look at some of the things, you know, the brand has been about, you know, and please jump online or send us an email, and Sierra will be on hand to respond.
Awesome. Well, you heard that. So everybody get involved.
Please.
Speaking of getting involved, if people want to put a team in, how do they do that?
Well, they get onto the, you can contact Mate Concepts or just follow the social media links in the bio and you go straight through to the FIBA.com registration link and you just jump on and you'll see different categories. So we have, what do we have? Under 16s, 18s, 10s, 12s, and opens, men's, women's. And I think we've got mixed as well, like mixed 10s and 12s. So you just pick your category that you align with. And we have a registration fee. You'll see it on there. Put that through. Make sure you got at least four players. But I think we'll also be taking on single players if you can't get a team in.
Oh, cool.
Yep. So just jump online, get in there, Mate Concepts. You could also get at me on my artist page, Mac Ridge.
Yep.
And we'll direct you to the registration link.
Okay.
I got to give a lot of shout out to Mac Ridge, though. Mac Ridge has been the brains, the Brother, energy please. Behind this whole thing. You know? So I'm about giving flowers to people while they're here. All right.
That's gold.
Mac Ridge has been incredible with putting this together. We would probably not have gotten half this far without his input in this. So big shout out to you, man.
Too much.
Hey, he walks around carrying the ridge in his name. So. He's the right man for the job.
And the date again, just one more time. So
The date is on the 12th of March. You know, the venue is at CAO Sullivan Park, you know, in Acacia Ridge. You know, it runs from 10 till 7, but you don't have to be worried about staying from 10 to 7. It's broken up into schedules, and as Mark Rich said, get at him on social media as a website. You'll see the event schedule there, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. is on the 16th and 18th, and the eSport gaming for that category. And then from 2 to 4 p.m. is the under 10 and under 12 mix, which means you're allowed to have a boy or girl on your team. It doesn't matter if you have an all-girl team or you have an all-boy team or both. You're happy to enter for the under 10s and 12s. Under 14s, boys and girls, and then each sport games for that category as well. And from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., the big boys and the big girls, out the men's and women's
main
open.
and
the eSport games will be going on at the same time as well.
Amazing.
And just to register, like you said, jump on the website, get at Mac Ridge. He will send you the link. The links are on all the social media bios or on the website. You know, you could look us up, go on FIBA3x3.com and look up the event. It'll come up and you can just register straight up from there.
Awesome, Diola. Thank you guys so much. Sierra, thank you very much. And Mac Ridge, mate, we'll be seeing you around.
We will.
I might have to come down and battle him in raps instead. Let's go.
I'll be the judge.
Yeah. I'll definitely be on the mic and any up-and-comers and established as well. More than happy to come along and, jump on the mic with me.
Love it. It's going to be a great day. We'll see you all down there. For those Acacia Ridgeanies who don't call it that, it's the half court behind Splash, right?
We've got the junior court and then there's a new one down the end. So, that's the big where we're going to have the big day and the youth are at the other side.
Great.
And we're going to have a unique basketball floor laid down on the concrete. So we're doing it all up.
Wow.
We're going to go all out. So you'll make sure you rock up and get ready for a good time.
Awesome.
Only the best for the people. We'll see you all there at 3 on 3 Basketball Park Jam in Acacia Ridge.